Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. I got 10 If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco, AK Disco, 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Hey,
who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is T-A-Z, A-T-A-Z-P, another T-A-Z Productions on Blog Talk Radio, your host T-A-Z, and in the house, we have the lovely, the talented, Lisa Banton. How you doing, Lisa?
Hey, I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad I got you in. I'm going to tell you right off front, we ain't going to talk right away. We're going to play this song so I can prove my point. to the people that's listening, because me and my wife, we were writing, and I had the song in the CD player, and she actually got mad at me. But
oh.
I want to play the song first so people can hear it, and then I'll talk to you afterwards. And the name of the song is Got One. That's off the first Mirror Mirror mixtape. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to rip it, and then we're going to come back to Lisa Barrington after this, right, after this jam.
What I do constantly. Now honestly, it's been real tough. People coming at me and I had enough. So what? Should I just give it up? Then what? Act like I don't give a show up. That was my song, you know. Please believe me when I say it was on a go.
My name is Lisa.
MySpace, it was like 2005, 2006.
Okay. Well, then I know it was a long time.
Yeah.
And that's where I befriended you, and you sent me the mixtape, and I listened to it all the way through. I've been wanting to have you on the show, but, I mean, I had, you know, lost touch, but I still had the CD. So one day I was just playing. I said, man, I know. By now, she got something else. Let me get in contact. See if she on Facebook. I hit you on Facebook, waited a few days, and you said you don't normally go on here. So, of course, I figured that's why I probably just didn't think about it, because you hardly ever on here.
Well, I am. I mean, I am on Facebook. I mean, I do frequent it because a lot of people do go there to find out what's going on with my music.
But in terms of, like, the messages and stuff like that on that page, sometimes I don't frequent right. that part, you know. And so I just wanted to let you know, if you want to get in contact with me, like, try the email so that way I can get back to you
right.
at one point. I don't like to leave people waiting, you know.
So how have you been, and how did you actually just get started doing your thing?
Well, you know, to answer your first question, I've been well. I've been doing all right. In terms of how I got started with music, I don't know. It's a funny question. It's just, you know, I've just always been doing music. You know, my dad is a singer. So when you grow up with somebody who does music in your family, if you have the talent, it's normally something that just happens. It's like a normal progression. So I've just always been singing and always been writing from like a young age. I want to say maybe 9, 8, 9, 10, around there. And I've been doing it ever since.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the mixtape, when I heard it, I was blown away. And I also put up the remix of you and Drake.
Okay.
And my friends were like, yo, I like that girl. I like that girl. So I've been getting a lot of comments about that today, through the day.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
So you write and you sing. Do you do any music?
Like play any instruments?
Mm-hmm. Or
nah,
program?
Nah.
Or?
No, the only, I mean, my talents lie in the writing and the singing, and apart from that, I don't really do anything else regarding the music. I wish I did, but that's pretty much it.
Now, you said you was coming out with a new one. Is it going to be a mixtape or is it going to be original music?
Yeah, the next project that I want to come out with is definitely, I really want to focus on it being original.
And do
yeah,
you got any you got any producers in mind you wanted to?
Well, no. I mean, right now I'm still on the, I'm really on the independent level. And so in terms of producers, it's kind of like I'm out there scouting and going through a lot of beats, like all the time, just trying to find the right stuff for me, the right fit for me in order to make a project that I have complete faith in, and that's quality in what I do.
I guess I'm after this show, Lisa, we're gonna have to talk, because I know a whole lot of producers around the country.
All plus, right, well, hey, I'm ready.
Plus, I do beats as well, so I do beats
okay.
as well. So. Yeah, we're gonna have to link up for real. The writing, what do you? I mean, how do you come up with the ideas? Is it stuff that you've been going through, personal?
You know, a lot of it is, a lot of the stuff that I write about is stuff that I've been through. A lot of it is the stuff that I see, stories that I hear, things that I don't want to go through, you know. And that's pretty much it. It's really just real life, you know. And if I'm not going through it, somebody else is. And that's the way I look at it.
Well, that's cool, because you got to write what you know about. And then,
right.
And then sometimes it's good to challenge yourself on what you don't know about and find out you probably have a little insight there as well, because that's challenging in the writing.
Exactly. And I think that when I say I write about things that I don't want to go through, that's kind of where I pull from, where I'll write about something that I've never been through, but I know what's real about the track and behind the track is that it's something that I don't want to go through. So you feel that when I'm writing, and you feel that when you hear it. And so at the end of the day, even though I didn't experience it, it's still something you can feel, because I'm coming from a place where I don't want to feel that, and you feel that through the track, hopefully.
Okay, well, let's go in. That's a good segue, because I chose the song on the second mixtape, Better Without You.
Okay, all right, get into
that. That it's better without you.
Yeah, let's get into that track.
Well, how did it come about? Just explain it so I can rip it.
Well, that one definitely was a real experience. That was one of those things where you're with somebody for so long and you don't really realize that you are better without them until they're gone. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what that track was about.
Oh, W-A-T-A-Z-P, y'all, J-Bug, spread the love.
Lisa Banton on the line. Better Without You. I love that song. I love every time I hear your voice, I'm sitting up there just jamming because you fit well on all these cuts, for real. So if, like, a producer was coming at you, what kind of sound do you want for yourself?
You know, and it's very conflicting because, like, my first and second mixtape, you know, for anybody that's listened to both of them, especially the first one, I put out the mixtape and I've been singing on hip-hop beats, right? And that was, I think, the whole premise of the tape because, to me, a lot of singers were putting out these CDs and mixtapes and tracks that were singing on other people's R&B songs. And to me, I just felt like it wouldn't really allow me to shine as an artist if I just did exactly what that other singer did before me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, let me grab hip-hop beats because I can do that, and also for it to show what I can do as an artist and as a writer and do something totally different from the song that they already know. And basically, it gives me a chance to make that song my own. But because I've done that, I get a lot of hip-hop producers coming at me, which is all well and good because I can, you know, I love hip-hop and all of that. But if a producer's going to come at me, especially at this point in what I want to do, I'm looking for a straight, real R&B soul sound, which I'm telling you, it's not an easy thing to find these days. It really is. Yeah, I'm definitely looking for something that's real R&B, that's real soul. And you can throw in the whole hip-hop soul element, but I also really need it to be R&B so people can feel what I do and I can actually put in more of what I do as an artist and as a writer.
Right. And I'm going to send you a couple of people's names so you can look them up. Just say you know me and you're friends with me and you've been on the show and they already know. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Y'all can talk. Also, I'll give you my website. There's some old beats on there, even though it might be new to you. It's old to me.
I know exactly what you mean. I got a lot of old songs that are new to everybody.
Yeah,
I get that.
True. So, what places have you performed? Where have you been?
Really, over the past, you know, 8, 9, 10 years, it's been in my city alone. I've done a lot of shows and a lot of performances, but they've all been local. So a couple years ago, I did my first show out in the U.S., and that was in Philly, and I was invited out there. And it was a great show, and they were really receptive to what I was doing and all that. And so my plan for the ending of this year and hopefully the beginning of next is to really try and venture more out of Canada and perform more in the U.S. and see what they feel for what I do.
So how did they receive you at your home? I'm guessing well. Am I correct?
How do they receive me where? Here?
In your home.
Oh, like in Toronto?
Yeah.
I mean, I get love here. I get love in terms of performance and you know, when I'm finished doing my thing on stage or whatever, the reception is very good, and I can never really complain about that. And it's just a hard thing, unfortunately, in my city to really gain a great fan base without doing anything major. So, you know, I'm working hard and just trying to get my name and my voice out there and have people respect me as an artist and, you know, push it like
that.
Do
you have an agent or marketing people?
Nope.
You do it all yourself?
I do it all by myself, and it's partly by choice, but only because I haven't found the right people to work with. You know, I've tried some over the years, and things don't work out, and, you know, maybe I've been burned, and I'm just trying to just stay away from getting burned again, but it's a necessity, and I'm definitely on the lookout to get a real team going for myself to help me get further than I am doing everything alone. So hopefully it happens soon.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to look out for you too as well, because, but like I said, by having this vehicle with this radio show, I meet a lot of people doing that sort of thing. So,
all right.
Because I want you to get out there, man, so you can rock the house. I say, hey, I knew this girl. when me and my wife was arguing, yo. For real.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I really do. And, you know, I'm open to any type of help, you know, but like I said, I've been doing it for a long time, and, you know, I've become very skeptical with a lot of things. And what it all boils
right.
down to is that it has to be right. It just has to feel right. And if it feels right, I'm all for it.
Oh, it's definitely, you know, when I do suggest these folks to you, it's definitely going to be your decision, because it's only going to work if you are feeling it. I mean,
yeah,
it can't work the other way. And I just want you, you know, to feel comfortable and be right. And then, hey, if you feel good about it, then let them do your thing, you know. And,
exactly,
hey,
and I'm so about that.
The song Single and Free, I'm going to tell you right now, that's my MF jam, for real. For
yeah.
real. I wore that thing out. And I played it on a couple of no-spin shows that I do, where I play music that people never heard before, get no
okay.
spins on real radio, but love up in here. So, yeah, this song, Single and Free, this is Lisa Banton.
LisaBanton.com basically is just the starting point to get to everything and everywhere that I'm at. You can download the second mixtape at LisaBanton.com for free. The first one is available at Bandcamp, which is bandcamp.com/Lisa Banton. Facebook, Lisa Banton or Lisa Banton Music. Just put my name in and you'll find me, you know, and I put a lot of work into making sure people can find me. So just put my name in and you'll be good.
Well, I want to thank you again, Lisa, for coming on the show. It's been a long time coming. Like I said, I've been knowing you for a long while, first time talking to you. And I'll be getting up with you. Just hit me on Facebook or the, you know, email.
Yeah, or
give me your number.
Yeah,
that way
definitely.
I can talk to you and tell you about these people to try to point you in the right direction so we can hear more of you out there for real.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the support you've been giving me for a very, very long time. And so I need you to know that, and I thank you, and I hope it continues, because I'll be continuing.
Well, Lisa, good luck to you, and you don't need no luck. It's going to happen, for real.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
All righty.
Area code 919. Area code 919. This is ATAZP. Address yourself. Tell me who you are.
What's happening? It's your boy Nitrous, a.k.a. Veteran, man. What's happening?
What's up, Veteran? What's up, Nitrous? How you doing, Cat?
I'm doing all right, Daddy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Finally got you on, Cat. We had to work this thing out, for real.
I'm good.
And I'm glad you could call in, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want you to tell the people exactly about yourself, exactly what you do.
Man, well, I'm actually a rapper, you know, a little bit of singing, slash singer, located in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know what I mean? Right now, we're currently working on some new singles, but I am the CEO of Miller Entertainment Group. And like I said, just right now, I put out music, man, for the Carolinas and try to, you know, get our brand out there on the map, you know what I mean?
Man, how long have you been doing this, Cat? Because I've seen the videos, so you've been putting in some work.
Yeah, man. I've been here for a few years, man. I say seriously, man, since about 2007.
Okay. That's cool. I was introduced to you by a mutual friend of ours named Tammy, and she told me about you, and I went to go check you out. And I said, well, yeah, let me get this Cat for real because I like the sound. What do you describe your sound as?
You know, my sound, man, I have to say, in one word, is Carolina, but even more than that, it's more, you know, mature hip hop, melodic. I'm real melodic. You know, you want that Southern swag? That's what I make. That's type music Nitrous makes.
Okay, the song, The Prophet. That's the name of it. Am I right?
Yes, sir, The Prophet.
I was tripping when I read it. I said, wait a minute, I'm about ready to play it, bro, but normally, I don't let these songs play. I just like to listen to them while I'm on the show. So explain that before I rip it, man.
The Prophet, man. You know, in rap, man, you got a lot of people doing the same thing. With The Prophet, man, it was more so like my revival, man. I had made an album, you know, back in 2010. It released Fully Focused, the Carolina Movement. And I had really fell back from, you know, the public's eye for a little while, trying to, you know, be in the studio, working on the business and the things. And, you know, like every prophecy, you know, there's a prophet that comes along and, you know, foresees and foretells what's coming, man. And that's more so what I was. You know, I told him this day was coming, where I was coming back, and I was coming stronger than ever. And, you know, that's why you heard the first lines in the song, you know, the strong survive and the team to live. They thought I was gone. I don't know what the reason is. Kind of, you know, told him, like, I'm back, man.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Struggle survive and the genius live. They thought I was gone, I don't know what their reason is. I guess they'll get the change like the seasons did. I got them salty without using any seasoning. Why? All I did was give my best though. Achieve better when trying to reach for my next goal. Got bigger visions than newer cars than my next goal. Got bigger visions than living life in this hellhole. So I adapt to my environment while brainstorming ways that I can get myself out of it. So the pain, I don't acknowledge it. It only bothers if something you see a problem with. Never been a man ran from a consequence. If it happens, so be I'm better because
and now the outcome is my turn. Moving forward and utilizing what I've learned. In the moment too blind to realize it won't be. And we never stop to even wonder. Same ones smiling in our faces, same ones that bring us thunder. But it's cool, we bury the hatchet along with our souls, with more thoughts and our actions. It's just another day, different dollar. As life evolves, different grow with the same problem. So how are we praying for change? We ain't doing right, you're embarrassed to call his name. That's a gorgeous. Eyes closed and some soldiers called him in the voice. Brenda baby turned out to be Soroya. Lived in the suburbs and grew up listening to Tom Sawyer. And now the outcome, genocide, I believe it. Yours truly, Valerie Jean.
You know I'm crying for a better life. I'm tired of living in this hellhole.
You're listening to another TAZ production, coming to you live and recorded live. I am G Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G Wright Online, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.
Yo. Yeah, make the world go round. Hey man, I'm gonna tell you right now, there's not enough music in hip hop. Actually, there's more beats than actually songs you can sing and melodies you can hum. And I like the hook on that. I like the whole construction of the song. Who else was on there with you?
Actually, man, you know the R&B artist, man, is BSC, man. Real talented R&B artist out of Durham, North Carolina, man. So shout out to the boy BSC. And, you know, we just constructed the track together, man. You know, I had laid the foundation for it. He came to the studio. Like, he liked the way the track flowed. And we wrote the hook together, man. I wanted, you know what I'm saying, be a track to, you know, symbolize how big, you know what I'm saying, what I'm trying to do is. And like we know, man, this music business, you know, it's the people's choice, you know. So people make the world go around. That's what I stand for.
So, how do you come up with your concepts for the songs, ideas? You go back in the booth, just think about something, and we're going to write about this, or does the music take you there to the lyrics?
It all depends. You know, I don't like to really, you know, limit myself to one way to do it. You know, creativity comes in all shapes, forms, and fashions. So there's some tracks where I might just be playing some beats in the studio, and then I, you know, sit there and hum to a couple tracks until I get something I like, and then we actually, you know, take the humming and actually put some words in place, you know what I mean? And there's other times when we might sit down and actually say, okay, we want this concept here, and then we build around that. So it just depends. But that track in particular, I was actually just sitting in the studio, you know, late night one night or whatever, and, you know, I was feeling a certain way or whatever, and that was my way of expressing it. You know, I said I had a lot on my mind, you know, had been in the studio, had been behind the scenes, had noticed that, you know, I didn't have a lot going on the surface, it seemed like. So that was in my heart to deliver that message to people at the time.
And also, do you do the production as well?
Well, far as the production, far as the beats, I don't make the tracks, but I am a sound engineer as well, and I do, you know, do all the mixing and mastering and stuff like that.
Right. Well, like I said, I like the whole feel and the vibe of that song. And you throw in some old, you throw in some old stylistics, and you're messing people up.
Yes,
with that.
Glad you noticed that. Glad you noticed that.
I listen to music, so I listen.
Yeah.
And like I said, this was my first time actually hearing the track, and
yeah,
I was like, man, I could have heard on that one with that beat too.
Yeah. It's crazy because, you know, Crooklyn was a big movie of mine I used to watch growing up. If you watch Crooklyn, you know, that's the song they played for the movie consistently. You know, so
right,
that song kind of stuck out to me. Like I said, with the theme of the prophet, what I was trying to do, it just seemed like that song fit perfect. Those lyrics fit perfect.
When money talks, and I could write that. When money talks.
money talks, you know. You got to go. That track was actually constructed and written about 2 years ago, man. You know, we were working on an EP, me, my homie Ike Ellis, who's also on the track, and another friend of mine, Broadway Miller, who's located in Atlanta now. You know, we were just working on an EP together. Didn't kind of, you know, timing was off for everybody, so we couldn't really follow through with it. But it's one of the lead singles we had for the EP. And I decided to resurface it, man, because it's a hot single that never really got a chance, you know, get this recognition it should have had. You feel me? So I think
right,
when people hear Money Talk, they get a chance to hear, you know, the greedy side of the night, you know, the side that's out here hungry, man, trying to get this money.
Here we go.
I promise I got it, got you, man.
Money
talk. Out.
Money
talk.
Out. Money talk, you know it's right. Cause when you gettin' money, it ain't nothing like it. We give it all we got, get that back in return. Pull your money for you all don't look and learn. Cause when money talk, you know it's right. Cause when you gettin' money, it ain't nothing like it. We give it all we got, get that back in return. Pull your money for you all don't look and learn.
Converse, whatever, yeah, my money talk. Speak another language, hey, they looking at me funny, boy. Wherever I wanna, in Daytona, Arizona, my aroma smell like a lot of money, and these suckers never see my owner. I'm on my grind, I take my time, I take a seat up on it. I hear repeating like a match and throw the seat up on it. Hit them with that flame, boy. Yeah, I'm in this game, boy. But first I had to make my money, say my fucking name, boy. Ellis. Give my money to community. Plus the flow is like a nut and watch the magnum kind of break. Money make the world sick, circulate and separate. The thriller from the fake, they watch my moves, but ain't no time to break. Time to aid them and time to eat. Come real niggas trying to find a beat. Kill the game or be kill the streets. And I ain't worried what a lame guy say about me. I say I'm focused, but they know this, so I speak the word. I'm on another dollar, why you on the curb?
When money talks, you know it's right. Cause when you get the money, money, there ain't nothing like it. We give it all we got, get that back in return. Pull your money for you all don't look and learn. Cause when money talks, you know it's right. Cause when you get the money, money, there ain't nothing like it. We give it all we got, get that back in return. Pull your money for you all don't look and learn.
What you talking, homie? I'm talking money. And you ain't talking about that, please get from it. I got a quarter piece, just cop this is Sunday. Trapping on the Sabbath, Lord forgive me for it. I seen niggas pass out off of what they snort. And that was in college, mama's baby boy. It was springtime, and I was unemployed. I like that Mayweather, you can
Dollar Floyd. I love old cash, but love new bread. I fuck old ass, but love new head. Whether 9 to 5 or you bootleg, money talk, see how excited that you get. Pistol in my lap, in my hand is a shank. I ain't gangster, just protected Ben Frank. 2 stacks in the club that I threw away. Fuck it, that money still talking to me, baby.
When money talk, you know it's pride. Cause when you get your money, and it ain't nothing like it. We give it all we got, get that back in return. Oh yeah, we fully focused, you ought to look and learn. Cause when money talk, you know it's pride. Cause when you get your money, and it ain't nothing like it. We give it all we got, get that back in return. Oh yeah, we fully focused, you ought to look and learn. All to look and learn, we'll learn how to pay attention to catch the gist of the situation with niggas busy. This ain't a street grind, no, this is bigger play. Digital downloads got us actually stacking paper. We stack the chips like a poker game, a Frito-Lay. Eyes way low off the haze and the room of smoke is gray. I'm way more cool of a dude, don't know what you can say. Anything other than I'm great is fucking hate. Hey rappers, I'm probably with your victims. Come my pockets, see more dead faces than fucking more tissues. Icing on the cake, finger licking to these bitches. I control them with the rock, and I ask God to just forgive me. I ain't right, but fuck it, that's just life. Well, I'm married to the game, like honey, let's duck right. And for the right price, I'm on the scene, like money talking, no talking to me. Best. When money talk, you know it's pride. Cause when you get your money, and it ain't nothing like it. We give it all we got, get that back in return. Cause yo, we fully focused, you ought to look and learn. Cause when money talk, you know it's pride. Cause when you get your money, and it ain't nothing like it. We give it all we got, get that back in return. Cause yo, we fully focused, you ought to look and learn.
When money talks, I trust
his house. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, it sounded like you was in the club when you did this, and you did this for the club. What clubs? Hey, man, when you send me those videos, you were in a club, right? On one of them, right? Am I right?
Depends what video, boss. I got a million. Talk to me.
Yeah, I know. when you talking to a baller, I forgot. I forgot veteran. Hear me? I forgot veteran. Who I was talking to. But yeah, you sent me one. Y'all was in the club, and it was just you were performing. I want to say you was performing.
Okay. Yeah. I think I sent you. It was my album release party, right? I'm in like a red and black sweater. Yes, sir. That was actually 2010 at the Fully Focused album release party. Yeah, we were at Club Laniche, which is now Sharp Bar in Raleigh, New Bern Avenue. It's a popular, nightclub or whatever. So we had my album release party there, man. Went real good, real successful, man. And, we had a good time.
How did you hook up with Petey Pablo?
Petey Pablo is funny. At the time, I was at work, and I was working at Burlington Coat Factory. And he had, crept in the store one night real late, about 8 o'clock, trying to be low-key. And, I knew the cat, from the TV and stuff like that. But I'm like, there's no way I see him in my store shopping. So I'm like, that's Petey Pablo over there in that hoodie and them bummy, dunks. I know he low-key trying to shop. So I follow him over there to the shoe department, and I'm like, I try to get attention without calling his name. So I'm like, how can I get this guy attention without saying his name? So I'm like, I know his record label name was Kaline Music Group. So I walked up and said, hey, bro, how's things going with CMG, Kaline Music? He was like, it's going good, bro. So at that point, we started talking. I heard that voice. I said, man, that's Petey Pablo. So we started talking from there on some just, regular people talk or whatever about him and his music. So long story short, we talked about 25 minutes. He got a lot of check out, and as cashiers started realizing who he was. Oh, it's Petey Pablo. So I'm helping, to keep him low key, like, nah, it ain't Petey, and, keep the buzz down. So I got outside, he left, he was like, bro, I appreciate everything. I told him a little about Nitrous and who Nitrous was in my music. He said, okay, well, cool. Well, I'm definitely down to work with you, man. So from that point, we exchanged numbers, and that was history, man.
And the song is What It Is?
Yeah, and the song is called What It Is. There's no real special, like, you know, remedy why we came up with it. It was more so a track that I had. I was one of the last singles I had recorded at the time. And I was like, I got to get him on the track soon. You know, he's actually currently doing a bid right now. So I knew he had like a week left before he was going to turn himself in. And I had to get him on something. So it's one of the records I had. And there was, you know, I had called some people over for listening party, like, yo, what y'all think? And they liked that track. They thought he sounded good on it. So I sent it to him. 2 days later, it was history, What It Is. Nitrous featuring Petey Pablo.
What it is, they can't have about it, wish I was die. Like, take off the diamonds, they clustering around the wire. They want the money, we counting around the clock. They see the ice, we bringing it by the block. Stop, get up, bitch, you won't get the dick. Nigga be in the push, you can count to 10. We hit the moment, they just want it to end. And when it's over, we just do it again.
The crazy.
When everything's said and done, tell my haters I said hello.
What it is.
A whole lot of love, now them bras feel for me cause I'm twisted, got married up like I'm Ziggy. And I can see inside them niggas, they empty, wish they had set aside, they pride to fuck with me. At the drawing board, I look at the big picture, so I gotta look outside of that for you little niggas. No time, I just open opportunities for closed minds. Convince her what she doing fine and tell her open wide. And I agree, your money makes the world spin, but that might not be all you need to keep your girlfriend. I think she like me or she like it when I go in. Or how I feel, boy, I'm cold as the winter wind chill. What goes around comes around like the blaze on the windmill. Now that my hoes see me, they can't sit still. They win the game, a nigga never set the bench. They know I make the plays, plays that cause them to win. They know I make it rain, rain that cause them to swim. And let you hate and watch, watch and know what it is. So get up on your A game. And get up off your ass, man. You better do it like a superstar. You do it like you got your name on a boulevard. Don't worry about me, nigga. I'm doing me, I'm exactly where I should be, nigga.
Can't have a ballin', wish I was die. Like, take off the diamonds, they clustering around the wire. They want the money, we counting around the clock. They see the ice, we bringing it by the block. Yo, bitch, you won't get the dick. Nigga be in the push, you can count to 10. We hit the moment, they just want it to end. And when it's over, we just do it again. So what it is.
Homie, tell me the truth. Ain't nothing in the pudding but the proof. I set examples for niggas when I'm in this booth. Why you doing other shit? This is all I do. Yeah, scramble a little bit, gamble a little bit. Win some, lose some, but I don't worry about that. Pick back up where I leave off. I go in hard or not at all. The winds may blow, but I don't fall. I stand tall against all odds. If you a baller, motherfucker, come on here, let's ball. Quit yapping me to death. I don't like to fall. Let you a fine ass dick butt brawl. Trying to get on, cause I'll break off with your D and take her home. Jay-Z and Kanye told him watch the stone. CMG official villain, I'm the king and Kong.
Can't have a baller, wish I was die. Like, take off the dime, but they clustering around the wire. They want the money, we counting around the clock. They see the ice, we bringing it by the block. Yo, bitch, you won't get the dick. Nigga be in the push, you can count to 10. We hit the moment, they just want it to end. And when it's over, we just do it again. So what it is.
When everything's said and done, tell my haters I said hello.
So what it is.
Hey, make sure you tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, actually cop your music, listen to you, also see the videos and whatnot.
Okay, no doubt. If you're looking for the boy Nitrous the Vet, man, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Nitrous. That's NITRES as in Sam. Again, that's facebook.com/Nitrous. I'm also on twitter.com/Nitrous. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/Nitrous, a.k.a. Veteran. And, you know, if you want more links to my music, the single, Petey, What It Is featuring Petey Pablo is on iTunes and Amazon right now. And like I said, man, I'm just out here. If you look for me, like I said, you go on Google, wherever, type in Nitrous, and you'll find me. So that's how we're working out here right now. And I want to send a special shout out to my team and everybody who's, you know, hold me down, Team Miller, you know, Social Concept, Giant Blast, Desire C, everybody part of Team Miller, man. Salute.
Well, I want to thank you for coming through, man, and I'm also putting it down. Anytime you got anything new, just let me know, man, and we'd gladly have you back again. I like the music. I like the vibe. It ain't the same like everybody else, at least, you know, because everybody else is almost watered down, sounding the same. So I'm glad that these young cats like you trying to get out here and do something different and make it sound like music again.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And I thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
All right, man. That's Young Nitrous, a.k.a. the veteran. Off in the speak. Thank you again. It's ATAZP. We got 4 more minutes. We're just going to play one of the new joints by me and my partner, Ron L, and my cousin, J-Bug. Now we Z-Smooth plus one. J-Bug is the plus one. We do what we do. We just recorded this last week in VA. I'm out of here until next week. One love.
In the club, Z Smooth plus one. Our celebrity shines like the yellow sun. Correct the crowd, is they're not all hype. We're bound to break some necks, shake some butts tonight. Hey, they that are cool, began so hot. Brings a track like this to the tippy tippy top. And rocks Michelle to the number one status. Sounds on the airwaves, glad to have us. Not the same old same run of the mill. The melodies pop, what we spit is real. It's just another track, example of our style. To make you laugh a little, say them boys are wild. And if it comes to flows, my spit is on. Like raindrops in the air till the break of dawn. And after the hook, smooth sounds come through. It's the plus one, say, we do what we do.
We do what we do.
We keep doing it.
Cause we're always coming through, yeah.
Two plus one.
We do what we do.
Just doing it.
Cause we're always coming through, yeah, yeah.
I am who I am. Who you are. I love to catch flights or take trips in cars. I love hip hop and ripping 16 bars. And TAZZB2 gets me higher than Mars. Ron L's vocals get me closer to the ladies. They hear his voice and snuggle up, calling me baby. The Love Brothers, the brothers of love, brothers from another mother, but you can't tell cuz it's about we and not about me. But I tell you about me just to make a stronger we. How else can we hit the sky? Without a team, it's impossible. Can't do it with just I. If I blow up, then we blow up. Cause if we blow up, then I do too. If I got a nickel, then so do you. I got your back, bros, cause we do what we do.
We do what we do.